I'm Paul Gatling. Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Ahead today, a celebration of the truck driving profession and a report on the 50th annual Arkansas Truck Driving Championships. We'll also talk tourism with Kane Webb, director of the state's Parks and Tourism Department. And later, an important nonprofit in the region has named a new executive director. Details on that a little later, but first, more than 150 truck drivers from around the state were in Northwest Arkansas last weekend to compete in the 50th annual Arkansas Truck Driving Championship of the Arkansas Trucking Association. It was held on a hot and humid Saturday afternoon on the parking lot of the John Q. Hammonds Convention Center in Rogers. Trucking Association President Shannon Newton said the event is held to celebrate the profession of truck drivers and the contributions they make to the industry and to the economy. She said some of the drivers have been competing since the 1980s, and each company has its own set of criteria to choose the drivers that will represent their companies at the event.
Some of the larger companies actually have internal competitions for those drivers to qualify to come to this event. And so in that case, you know, the larger companies would have some sort of internal contest, and those drivers would be selected. And the smaller companies, it would be perhaps their driver of the year or someone who has achieved perhaps 1,000,000 miles safe driving or something in some sort of internal selection process. And it's an award. It's a recognition for their employees because the companies, you know, they pay their way, they support their time off. And so this is a way for our member companies to recognize the drivers and their contribution to their success.
You can read more about the Truck Driving Championships in a story on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Kane Webb was appointed by Governor Asa Hutchinson in 2015 to lead the State Department of Parks and Tourism. He's in charge of leading the state's second largest industry, which is coming off a record-setting two-year hot streak in terms of visitors and tax collections. Halfway through this year, what does the report card look like? I spoke with Webb recently to find out.
We track it pretty closely through our 2% tourism tax, which is effectively a heads and beds tax. If you stay in a hotel, you're going to pay it. If you go to an attraction, you're going to pay it, marina, that type of thing. So it allows us to really track activity, especially out-of-state visitors or those who are out of their area and spending the night. And the 2% numbers year over year have been on the increase the last 3 or 4 years. The last 2 years, they've been record revenue. And it looks like we're going to surpass it again this year. The most recent numbers we had were through April, and we're up about 4.4% over a year ago. And that puts us at about $15.7 million from the 2% tax. Again, that's a record for Arkansas.
Webb said mountain biking, trails, and motorcycles are all hot growth sectors of the state's tourism economy, particularly in Northwest Arkansas.
We like to say data drives our decisions, so we're actually increasing our budget for research to make sure we're going in the right direction with things. But lately, it has been wheels. It's been motorcycles and bikes, cycling, especially mountain biking in this neck of the woods. The Walton family has been a huge advocate for mountain biking, pretty much built the Razorback Greenway. And we're starting to see more and more people come to Arkansas just for our trails. Our trails and our state parks are our number one attraction. I think 22 of them now have mountain biking trails. We're adding more because they make great hiking trails, even if you don't want to mountain bike.
Right.
We've got this diverse topography and terrain in Arkansas that's perfect for any kind of mountain biking. You know, you can be up here and be in the hills. You can go down to the Delta and ride a gravel grinder in the Delta Heritage Trail. You can go south. You can go Southwest Trail in development, Hot Springs to Little Rock, and see all kinds of stuff. So we have a diversity here that other states may not have. And I think we're just now being discovered as a great mountain biking state. IMBA, a year ago, the International Mountain Bicycling Association World Summit, that was held in Bentonville really had a profound impact on putting Arkansas on the map when it comes to cycling and mountain biking. We had people from 40 states and 11 countries And I was here for the entire thing, and I heard every accent you can imagine. And I remember hearing, you know, again and again is, I can't believe this is here. I can't believe this is Bentonville, Arkansas. Yeah. Tell me more about Arkansas. That's just great. I mean, right. You can't beat that kind of word of mouth.
And how are you leveraging that? You know, you mentioned the wheels, the mountain biking in Bentonville, but as a region, something that might be growing of greater importance, the motorcycle excursions and the traveling. We know about the Bikes Blues and Barbecue mm-hmm. Festival. But it's more. There's more of a year-round tourism niche for motorcycles. Is that something
there
you're
is.
Leveraging regionally?
Yeah, we're trying to. We put out three motorcycling guides. 3 years ago, we put our first motorcycling guide. And I think it has 28 routes, 28 rides around the state, many up here, but all statewide. And people say print is dead. Not with our motorcycling guide. we gave out so many, we had to up the printing. By 50%. So now we've got 150,000 print run for the motorcycling guide. It goes everywhere. We're looking at ways to distribute it better outside the state. Right now we will travel with it and hand it out, and it kind of gets out and about. And we've also discovered that you go to these places, these motorcycle shows, and those who have been to Arkansas are our best recruiters. I mean, they will say, man, you've got, they'll find someone who hasn't gone. You got to go. The roads are great. They love our twisty roads. They're in good shape. You can see a little bit of everything. And you can stop at these funky, quirky little local places. And cyclists and motorcyclists, in my mind, are kind of the perfect traveler because they come in groups, right? They stay for several days. They go from place to place to place, spreading their money around, local, local, local. And they go home, tell their friends, and come back. So you can't beat it. So those two things are growth areas for us, have been and will continue to be.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
Finally today, a new leader for the Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Northwest Arkansas. Tyler Clark has been hired as the nonprofit's new executive director and will start on July 27th. Clark is replacing Jody Dilday, who resigned in June to accept a job with the development staff of the Arkansas Community Foundation. Clark is heavily involved in Democratic politics and told the Business Journal he plans to resign his part-time role as treasurer of the state Democratic Party. He does, though, plan to remain as chairman of the Washington County Democrats until his term ends in 2019. And that's all for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Be sure and visit our website at nwabusinessjournal.com for coverage of regional business news each and every day. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.